We want to welcome everybody into God's house this morning. We appreciate everybody being here, and good to see everybody. And we really enjoyed Sunday school, had a wonderful Sunday school class, and excited about being in God's house this morning. And I appreciate what God's done. I appreciate what he's doing. I appreciate what he's going to do. And so it's wonderful to see everybody here this morning. It just blesses me to see each person, each face, each chair as I look at. And still, there's people here that we'd like to see here that's not here, and we need to keep them in our prayers. We need to pray for this service this morning. I'd like to see a bunch get saved this morning, and I know you wouldn't. And I know more than that, I know God would. And so I appreciate what I feel about that. We're glad to have folks back that's been sick, and God's blessed to get able and get well enough to come back to church. That's such a blessing. Glad to have you back. Missed you when you was gone. And I want to just read just a verse or two of Scripture. In the 19th Psalm, verse 14, this verse. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you want to stand for a minute, we'll have a word of prayer. And as we pray, precious Heavenly Father, thank you for the excitement we feel being in your house this morning. Thank you for the Sunday school lesson. God, thank you for each one that's here. And, Lord, it touches my heart. I thank you for just blessing us to be together this morning for a time of worship. We pray, God, that you just give us a powerful spirit to worship you with this morning. God, help us that we might see people touched by your great power. And, Lord, we would desire that they would obey you when you call them. Lord, we appreciate you. We know, God, you've got all power, but you don't make anybody come to you. But, oh, God, you just invite us so sweetly, so powerfully. Lord, I remember when you invited me, and when I come, you saved my soul. Lord, please invite powerfully them this morning. We ask you these things and praise you in Jesus' name, and amen. You may be seated, and we turn over to the choir.
Page 144.
Myself in me. But there's a prayer mill at the Lord's right hand.
Page 346. Page
appreciate that good spirit-filled singing this morning. I'm thankful that I can come to this church house and be able to feel the Lord. I'm thankful that I know my name is written there. I'm not hoping that my name's written there. I'm not wondering if my name's written there. I know beyond a shadow of a doubt that my name is recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, because He reminds me every day that I am His and He is mine. It's good to be here this morning. I'm thankful to serve a God that loves me enough to remind me daily that I'm a child of the King. If you're here this morning and you don't know that you know that you know that your name's recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life, I hope you find out this morning. We'll ask at this time if everyone will please stand to your feet. We'll ask if anyone has an unspoken prayer request this morning. Lots of hands, lots to pray for. I feel like giving a praise request. I'm thankful to see Brother Roy Lau here this morning. It really blessed me to look across the aisle and see him sitting there. I'm thankful for that. That's an answered prayer, Roy. We're thankful for you, brother. We'll ask if anyone has a spoken prayer request. Just remember that. Anybody else? Remember that. Let's pray for Lisa Bodet. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No matter what we've been through, we can all stand and say God's been good. Bill said, let's pray for conviction. Let's really remember that. Remember this service. Let's really lift our pastor up this morning. Just everyone follow the Lord this morning. God's moving here, and I believe He's working with some people, and I'd like to see my burdens get saved this morning. Let's also remember Brother Cooper. I believe he's down south today. He's got an appointment to preach. I can't remember right now the name of the church, but I know he's Trinity. That's it, Trinity. So let's remember Brother Cooper. Yeah. Yeah. Amen. It's a blessing to see you here. Anybody else have anything at all this morning? Just follow God. No matter what, if He's got something on your heart for you to do this morning, right now, you do it. We've got an order we typically follow, but we want to remain right in the center of God's will this morning, so just follow Him. Anybody else have anything before we go to the Lord in prayer? Amen. Yeah. Right. Amen. 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 Amen.
I'm so thankful for this church. You guys have no idea how thankful I am. When my mom tells me she can feel the prayers of the church, that is such a blessing to me in my heart.
Yeah.
Because she knows.
Mm-hmm.
So continue to pray for us, for her. My sister snuck in town unexpectedly, so I got out of the house, so I'm thankful to be here.
Amen.
I needed fed.
Yeah. That's good. I appreciate you coming here. I appreciate that testimony. We love you dearly. And you're at home here. We're thankful for you. Let's keep praying for him, church. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Amen. We've got a lot to pray for this morning. We really need to make supplication with the Lord, but I really enjoy when we get to just come together and thank Him one more time, just to praise Him one more time. I like that song Taylor sings. Does anybody else have anything? Yeah, just remember Creed. Yeah, just remember that request. Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. I'm thankful to be one of His sheep, she said. Amen. That's good. Anybody else? Help her, Lauren. Yeah. Yeah, that's good. Appreciate that. Nobody else has anything. We're going to ask Kyle Cox to lead us in prayer. I appreciate what Kelly said. She said, I needed fed this morning. I'm thankful when I'm hungry, He feeds me. If you're not being fed this morning, if you can't feel what we feel, there's something you need that ain't right. And you need to have a conversation with the Lord and figure out what He wants you to do. But He's here this morning, and He's got the table prepared, and it's time to get up to the King's table. We'll ask at this time if anyone has a song or a testimony really stirring at your heart. Just follow the Lord this morning, plus nothing, minus nothing. Anybody at all have anything? I'm not trying to linger too long. I just really felt like someone might have something. If He's given you something to do, whether it's to testify or to sing a song, I really encourage you to follow the Lord this morning. Let's pray for Liz as she comes.
I didn't want to do this. There are so many singers here that I'd rather hear than me. But we went to Piper's baby dedication last Sunday, and my brother asked me to sing, and I hadn't sang in a really long time. And Papa preached on being dedicated, and I want to be a dedicated mom. And I want to be dedicated for Jesus. And when I got up to sing, I said, I was about 9 years old when Jesus saved me. And as soon as I got saved, Daddy put a mic in my hand. And my mom learned to play the piano. And then I started singing this song. And it starts out just as a child. And I've been singing that for over 20 years now. So just pray for me. I don't have music, but I just want to do what God wants me to do.
That's good. Help me, Mom.
Just as a child, I gave my heart to Him. I bowed before the King of Kings and Lord of Lords, though I was blind. But now I see, I thank you, Lord, for saving me. It's all because of God's amazing grace. I thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. For there at Calvary, you took my place. You showed your love through the blood you shed to set us free. It's all because of God's amazing grace. When life down here, it is no more, and I wake up on heaven's shore, I will praise Him through all eternity. Though nothing good that I have done to look upon the Holy One, it's all because of God's amazing grace. I thank you, Lord, for your amazing grace. For there at Calvary, you took my place. You showed your love through the blood you shed to set us free. It's all because of God's amazing grace.
I need to apologize to my church. I just, there's been a lot of things going on, and I just want to make sure that I'm in my right place. I've been trying to struggle a lot, but I don't want to be the burden. I want to get back to where I need to be. And I just, sometimes God does things to open up your eyes, and, you know, we've had a lot of back and forth, and, you know, this whole week I've had a lot of talk with God. It's always when you get docked down on your knees that God wants you to, he really gets your attention. You become really humble. And
amen.
I just, if Kennedy could sing, what kind of man? I mean, I have it recorded, and my kids are like, why are you listening to this over and over again? But that the words of that song mean so much to me. Like, why would he do that for us?
Amen.
And I thank God for everything that he's done for me and my family. And without him, I don't know where we'd be.
Amen.
So just pray for me.
Amen. Thank the Lord for you, brother. Amen.
Let's pray for Kennedy as she comes. I appreciate that request, and I felt like saying this. I really appreciate Liz's song. That really blessed me a lot, and I love that part. It says, because there at Calvary, you took my place. We all have a sin debt, and we have a death that needs to be paid for our sin, but Christ settled it all. He took my place. He didn't deserve to die, but he died for me so that way I could be saved. And if you're here this morning, he died for you too. As she sings this morning, if God's calling you, I beg of you to come. Let's pray for her.
Lock me up in a prison. Eyes that now can see, deprive me of the food that I eat, and even bind my hands and feet, but as long as I can still go free, that I could still go free. What kind of man would reach down his hand and do this for? Unworthy to live, but not fit to kill. But then the man on the cross, he put me in his will and said that I could still go free. I never could quite understand why a king would leave his throne to put on the robe of an earthly man and feel the pain of flesh and bone. Then to later trod that lonely path that led to Calvary. But the blood that fell and broke all my chains and said that still go free.
Both those songs talk about that he's my Savior. He was not just the Savior of the world, but he's the Savior of Jeremy Martin. I have a personal relationship with the King of Kings this morning. I'm thankful for that, and I'm going to turn it over to my pastor.
It's wonderful to be in God's house this morning. I appreciate feeling the power of God's Holy Spirit. Yeah, go ahead. Let's pray for Jay while he comes.
Y'all pray for me. This isn't my song. Don't want to step on anybody's toes, but this song's been on my heart for, seemed like 2 or 3 weeks now. And the song's about the realness of the Spirit. And if you don't know that Spirit this morning, you can.
Amen.
And if you do know that Spirit this morning and haven't felt it in a while, you can.
Amen.
You ask me why I am so happy when things in life go wrong. You ask me why, when life looks hopeless, I can sing a cheerful song. Well, let me tell you now, my brother, of this Jesus that I feel. When he saved my soul from deep despair, his Spirit was so real. And it's the realness of the Spirit, that's why I am so free. The Savior worked a miracle when he saved a wretch like me. And I can feel his presence near me as I go from day to day. And the Spirit of the living God will brighten up my way. Now I never worry when the shadows lengthen, or when the road of life grows dim. For Jesus is my shepherd, and I put all my trust in him. And one day I shall reach heaven. No more I'll have to roam. And the Spirit of the living God will guide me safely home. And it's the realness of the Spirit, that's why I am so free.
Amen.
The Savior worked a miracle when he saved a wretch like me. And I can feel his presence near me as I go from day to day. And the Spirit of the living God will brighten up my way.
All right. Singing. Thank the Lord. I appreciate each of the songs that's been sung and opening up. It's mighty good to be in the Lord's house this morning. It just feels wonderful to be here. And want you to really pray. And I'd like to read some scripture to start with from the book of Titus. And I want to read from the second chapter in the book of Titus, starting at verse 11. I want to preach today about being redeemed. Being redeemed, having redemption. And I'd like to tell you the meaning of redeemed to start with. And then I think I'll do that before I even read. To redeem is to completely pay off a debt. If something's owed, and no matter how big it is, and completely pay it off, that's redeeming the debt. To rescue. If someone was in bondage and you set them free, you'd redeem them from the bondage. Then, to deliver from sin. All these definitions applies to when I got saved. They all fit. Okay, I'd like to use a text today. Get redeemed and then tell it. Pray for us. I want to read from chapter 2 here in Titus, starting in verse 11. For the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. We heard a lot about grace this morning. It's been talked about in Sunday school, been talked about in opening up. It's been expressed in the songs it's been sung. What is grace? Let me define grace a little bit. It's unearned, unmerited favor. In other words, God's grace, he gives us some things that we didn't deserve. We couldn't earn it. We couldn't measure up to it. Thank God for his grace. And so here it says, for the grace of God that bringeth salvation hath appeared to all men. Everybody gets a chance at it. Everybody can have it. If you'll just trust the Lord, faith comes by hearing, hearing by the word of God. And so when you trust God by faith, then he takes grace and he does a deliverance to you. He redeems you. But I'm getting ahead of myself. Let me read this. For the grace of God that brings salvation hath appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and of our Savior Jesus Christ. Listen to this. Who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. Listen to this. These things speak and exhort and rebuke with all authority. Let no man despise thee. So he says, sure, you need to get redeemed, and then you need to tell it. You need to speak about it. And in the 107th Psalm, very familiar verse we've got back there, we hear it a lot. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so, whom he hath redeemed from the hand of the enemy. And so I want to praise God today that I've been redeemed. And I know that I've been redeemed, and I praise God that I do know it. And I'm glad that God lets me tell it. And let me give you an example. There's more than one way to tell it. I've heard people at the altar, just when they got saved, just recently I heard somebody say, I got it. I knew what they meant. I could feel it. I've heard people say, I'm saved. I've heard people express it by verbiage, by different words, and make the point. That's a way of telling it. Another way of telling that you've been redeemed, when you tell that, then follow the Lord. You get baptized and join the church. Beyond that, living for the Lord. I've seen people, I remember when I was just a boy in the church house over on Albert Street, I can remember a gentleman that sat on one of the side benches that we had back there. He hardly ever said a word, but I could see that he was God's child. He moved in the Spirit, and you can tell it by how you live and what you do and how the Spirit of your life is. Now, there's three reasons I want to go on with telling it. There's three reasons that is on my heart today why you ought to tell it. God said to tell it, and as good as he's been to us, we ought to do it just to honor God. That's a good reason to do it. I'll tell you another reason why we ought to tell it. When I was just a boy, and my friends started getting saved, a lot of them before I did. And I could hear them tell about getting saved, Brother Bob. And they could tell how good they felt, and I could see it. They were so happy. They felt so free. I felt like I had a heavy load on me, and I did. I was loaded down with sin, and I was in trouble, and I was in bondage to sin. And boy, I wanted to have what they had. I wanted to have what the old shouting mothers had. I wanted to have what the preachers and the singers had. I wanted to have what the church had, just to sum it up. Well, I'm telling you what, we need to tell it so other people will see that they need it. We need to be about the Father's business. And thirdly, we need to tell it for what reason? To help ourselves. When I remember after I'd got saved and I was sitting in a church house. It was much smaller than this, but I was sitting along about maybe where Linda's at right there. And God put it on my heart. Said, get up and tell them that you're glad you're saved. And my heart was pounding. My palms were sweating. I felt like I could hardly breathe. It made me nervous. I thought, I can't do that. And God said, yes, you can. I want you to tell folks that you're glad you're saved. I just stood up, and I said it real fast. I said, I'm glad I'm saved. I wanted to say it quick as I could so I could sit back down. But I felt heaven move when I said, I'm glad I'm saved. And I had a lot of people tell me that really touched their hearts. It wasn't me that touched their hearts. It was God that touched their hearts. But God moves through His church. We need to be about the Father's business. Now, if you're here today and you've been in sin and you've trusted Jesus as your Savior, I praise God, you're redeemed. You need to let it be known. You need to tell it. So you need to get redeemed. You need to tell it. So let me give you this again. Who gave Himself for us that He might redeem us from all iniquity. Now, I want to share some more verses with you. Over in the first chapter of the book of Ephesians, listen to what this says. I'll give you verse 2, and then we'll go down to about verse 7. He said, grace, talking about that word grace again, he said to the people of Ephesus, grace be to you. Boy, I want everybody to have grace. Praise God. I can't give it to you, but I can tell you about it, and I can tell you one who can give it to you, and it comes to everybody. I already read it to you, the grace of God, which brings salvation, hath appeared unto all people. God offers it to everyone. Well, here, he said, grace be to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ. Now listen, now what it says, in whom we have redemption, in whom we've been redeemed, in whom we have redemption. And how do we have it? It says, through His blood. Think about this, the forgiveness of sins according to the richness of His grace. Now, as I understand it, back in olden times, a long time ago, if people got real seriously in debt, they might sometimes sell themselves into bondage. They become bondmen to try to take care of the debt, and they try to live as a bondman to take care of the debt. You imagine being in bondage because of a heavy debt that you owed. Well, you just imagine with me now, if you were in bondage, and there was no way you could pay your debt off, and you were like a slave. You just imagine if somebody come down the road and saw you and said, hey, come over here. I'd like to pay your debt off. Somebody that you'd never done anything for, somebody that didn't owe you anything. You just imagine that. And if they just pay your debt off, and you'd get a record that you'd been set free, no longer indebted, no longer a bondsman, but free. Well, folks, that's what happened to me spiritually one time. I had a debt I could not pay. And there was a man come along and paid my debt. He didn't know it, but he paid it so I could have salvation. He paid off my, praise God. And listen to this. Let's go on over here in the second chapter of the book of Ephesians. Let me get you a couple verses there. I think Blaine mentioned these. Maybe somebody else might. It said, for by grace are you saved through faith. That's not of yourself. It's a gift of God. Well, now, what's that mean? By grace are you saved through faith? Well, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So when the gospel reaches you and God gives you faith, you can exercise it. You can believe in Christ if you want to. Well, when you reach up by faith to trust the Lord, God brings that grace down. He sets you free. He gives you redemption. Let me give you another verse. This is over in the third chapter of the book of Romans. Boy, I like this. Who all needs this? Who needs this redemption? Well, this tells you, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Well, how do we get it then? Being justified freely by His grace
through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Now, so let me tell you this today. If you're here and you've never been saved, you've never been redeemed, you can get redeemed today. When God speaks to your heart and God calls to you, you can get redeemed. If you're here today and you've been redeemed, but maybe you're not living for the Lord like you should, this is a time to get in. You need to get in for a lot of reasons. You need to get in because God's been good to you. You need to get in because it'll help you. You need to get in because you can help those around you that cares about you. When you're following God, you can help people. There's things you can do for people when you're obeying the Lord. You cannot do without God's help. I'll tell you what, you know, people, we need to obey the Lord. And I praise God this morning. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad that I've got the grace of God in my soul. I'm glad I've been redeemed. That's probably enough preaching. Get us a song ready. I want to ask you to do this today. If you're here today and you've not been saved by God's grace, and you can just feel the touch of God calling you, you can feel the grace of God reaching out to you, I'm going to ask you to come to the altar and pray about it. If you're here today and you've been saved, but you're just not in a place where you need to be, not following God like you ought to, not being a light to people around you. I know none of us are perfect, but we need to do our best for Jesus. This be a good morning to come and get your business fixed up with God. And also, let me say this. If you're here today, and maybe just recently, maybe sometime in your life, that you trusted Jesus and you got redeemed, you felt that burden leave. I tell you what, I remember when I got saved, after I got saved, it felt so good. I could talk to God then, and he'd talk back to me. And my burden of sin was gone. The heaviness was gone. And I felt the peace of God. And when I told the church I was saved, God blessed me. Let's all stand today. Somebody needs to come. Just come up here with me. And if you need to pray, we'll pray. If you just need to tell the church, we'll tell the church. Obey the Lord. Do what God wants you to do today. Please come. Please come. Obey the Lord. You can be redeemed. If you're not redeemed, you can be. And if you are redeemed, act like it. Live like it. Be a light to somebody. Let the world know what you've got. Let the world know what Jesus has done for you. When I say I know I'm saved, I'm not boasting about, I'm not bragging on Terry Brock. I'm bragging on Jesus Christ. I couldn't save myself. But I praise God he could. And I praise God he not only could, but he did. So what are you doing today? Are you going to obey the Lord? Somebody needs to come. Come on. Come on today. If you need to join the church, the door's open for that too. You just got to come on God's terms. Obey the Lord. Do what God wants done today. Let God help you. Let God bless you. Please come. Please come. Come right now. Please come. Yeah, listen. Please come. Amen. 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 Please come. Please come. Amen. 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 I'm going to have another song in just a minute. Extend the invitation a little bit. But I feel impressed to ask my wife to sing a song. I don't know what she needs to sing. Let her decide. But I feel real, real strong like she needs to sing a song. And let me pray. And you pray. Whoever's here that needs to move, I want him to come. And listen. If you just be willing to come and acknowledge that you've trusted Jesus and he's come into your soul and you know you're saved, you know God's in your life, that's important. If you're not saved, you need to get saved. Use the word saved, redeemed, same thing.
If you're here today and you've been redeemed, you need to be letting the world know about it. And if God gives you an opportunity and you feel like it today, you don't have to make a speech, but just come and stand with us and just acknowledge that you've been saved. Now, if you haven't been saved, by all means, come and get saved. I just feel so strong this morning, like that God's calling and speaking to somebody. And everything that God's ever given me to do, I've always had some kind of a reason why Satan would give me why not to do it. You can't do it. It won't work. Not now. But I want you to know God's never wrong. God gives us what we need to do, when we need to do it, at the exact time. And God, here's the good thing. Everything God's ever told me to do, he helped me do it. Somebody needs to come. Y'all sing when you're ready. Please come.
I live each day in victory.
Come on.
Because of the one
please come.
Who lives in me.
Please come.
I find every promise he
I'm sure beyond doubt somebody needs to come.
My Jesus will keep.
Get redeemed and then tell it.
He's walked by my side in
if you're not redeemed, get redeemed
strife.
This morning. You don't have to be a bad person to need to repent. If you're just not where God wants you to be and you're not doing what God wants you to do, then come get in this morning. God will bless you. He'll help you. God knows the need this morning. Bless the Lord. Would you come this morning? Come this morning. While we pray for this sister.
Steps that are
would there be another one need to come? Another one want to come? Obey the Lord. Follow him this morning. Let God have his way. Thankful for this move. Thankful for the other move. What about your move? Would you come today as God calls? Let me walk back a little closer to you. I'd be glad to walk up the aisle with you. If you're willing to come, if you're not where you need to be with God, let God help you get there. He will help you. He can put you in your spot. And it feels so good to be in the spot that God wants you. Please come. Please come. Please come. Oh, please obey the Lord. Please let God help us. How do we let God help us? By obeying him.
But
come.
Each one who come. Stands upon
appreciate
this
that.
Shore,
obey the Lord.
Waving goodbye.
Will there be another one come? Come on.
Rejoice. Glory to God.
Amen. Yeah.
This same sweet song.
Amen. Come,
I
children.
I
come on.
I made it by grace. Amazing grace. Steps that are slower now.
Amen.
I'm taking each one by faith. Each
one oh, by my heart's faith. Heavy this morning. I'm
standing
happy. But my heart's heavy. I'm happy God cheers. But my heart's heavy and burdened
I'm
for some folks.
My
please come. Yeah.
I know
how
I
made it. Do you know? Are you telling it?
I made it by grace. I know how I made it.
I know how I made it.
I made it by grace.
Thank you. Appreciate each of those songs. I guess that's as far as I feel like going right now. If somebody else has got something on your heart to say or do, you feel free. Obey the Lord. And appreciate it. Come on. Let's pray for them. Pray for her while she comes. And everybody obey the Lord. God's extending the invitation. Please come as God's calling. Please come. Pray for him. Obey him, children.
Pray for me. I didn't want to get up. And then I seen that he wasn't here, and I thought, well, I can't get up.
Bless her, Lord.
But the Lord didn't let it leave, so I
that's
got to get
right.
What he wants
amen.
Me to do.
Bless her, Lord.
My thought is, the song's Welcome Home.
Yeah.
I want everybody in here to hear him say that.
Yeah, amen.
But also, if you've been saved and you've never let your people know, you need to let them know. I remember when Callie's papa died, the first thing out of her mouth was, did my papa know
amen.
God? None of us knew that, but there was someone that didn't know that was able to tell her that. But the church needs you. Your people need you.
Yeah.
And you need to let that, let everybody know, and you need to live for the Lord.
Amen.
There's a place just out in front of us.
Yeah.
I know we'll surely come.
Yeah.
The eastern sky will open wide.
Listen.
Revealing God's dear Son.
Come while God's calling.
And I know from here to heaven is but a twinkling of an eye. But in the midst of His glory, we'll hear the sweetest cry. Welcome home. You're here for good.
Help us, God.
Look around. Was it worth the wait?
Help us, God.
Welcome home.
Pray for Ava.
Step through the gate.
Anybody else need to come? Come on. Obey the Lord. Help her, Lord. Everybody obey the Lord.
I'll see my mom and dad, my brothers and my sisters there. Everywhere you look are friends. Oh, the greetings will be precious from those we've loved so dear. But no mortal man.
Please come while we're praying for her. Others, I no doubt, others needing to come. You can feel it. It's strong. God's calling.
Welcome home.
Welcome home.
I knew
you. Obey the Lord.
Welcome home. You're here for good.
Yeah.
Look around. Was it worth?
Please come.
Step through the gate.
On that great and final morning, when we gather round God's throne, yes, I'll be in that number. When
come
we all
everybody obey the Lord.
Get home. Over there we'll be singing glory, glory to the Lamb.
Yep.
Our Savior will be shouting, welcome home, child.
Yeah.
Welcome home.
Yep, Lord.
Welcome home. I knew you'd come.
Through the gate.
Welcome home.
Amen.
So I've been going through a lot recently, and there's been dark times, and I've been blessed.
Yeah, it's good. Amen. Thank the Lord for that. Thank the Lord for these moves. You want to say anything?
Okay.
Since I've been saved, Satan's been in my head more than ever, but what's helped me through most is being able to just pray and ask the Lord to show me the light through the storm, guide me through it.
Amen.
Not to let me sink.
Amen.
And he has showed me that more than I've ever been shown, I guess, in my way.
Amen.
And I am so glad to be redeemed and so
Amen.
Glad to be saved.
Yeah. Amen. Lord, thank the Lord for these good moves. And I thought I was done, but God's put something else on my heart. I'm going to say a few words and we need a couple more verses. I appreciate this. Now, I mean, say up front, you don't have to say what I say, or you don't have to repeat after me or anything like that. But this thought came to me, and I need to share this. The definition that God blessed me to give you of redeemed, I want you to think about this. There's three things here, three different things you could say if you come to pray. You know, I said, redeem, what's the definition of it? Paying off the debt. You know, you could come and say, God, thank you for paying off my debt. The second thing that you could say, part of the definition, rescue. God, thank you for rescuing me. And thirdly, sums it all up. You could say, God, thank you for delivering me from sin. Well, I praise God. Would you do that today? If God's speaking to you and calling to you and talking to you, obey the Lord. Obey the Lord. Yeah. Obey the Lord. While they sing, obey the Lord. Please obey the Lord. If you need to come down here and pray, we'll come down here and pray. We're not here to put you on the spot or embarrass you or make you feel bad. We just want you to follow God, and God will make you feel good because you'll be redeemed. Obey the Lord. While it's saying,
as I look back on all of my days, so many times, so many
Amen.
Ways,
yeah.
I have been blessed, and all I can say is God is still good. The night brings sorrow and pain. Sometimes the tears fall like the rain. But through it all, He's never changed. God is still good.
Amen.
But through it all, God is still good.
he's still available.
And he will give grace.
You can have it.
And help me
he
to
He wants to give
stand.
It to you.
Although he knows how unworthy I am, God is still good.
God is still good when the waves roll high. God is still good.
Yeah, amen. Yeah. Thank you. Song. Glad you are here. Amen. We appreciate that. Anything else from anybody? If not, just be seated and we'll turn over for announcements.
Is that to save the date? So there is a Ladies of Faith Fellowship, April 5th. This is just a save the date announcement, but that'll be here at Lima Missionary Baptist Church. So if you want to talk to one of the ladies in the women's club, I'm sure they can give you more detail. I wanted to give a quick update on Perry LifeWise. It is going very well. There's kind of a good news, bad news, I guess, report to make here today. The good news is, we're up to 177 students going every week. That's about 60% of the population in the elementary school. And things are just going very well. We've had no complaints, no issues. God is blessed. The bad news is that a week ago today, Derek Henry, who was our director, if you want to think of it as the superintendent of the LifeWise program for Perry, passed away. He had a heart attack. He was 64. And he died, and so we had his funeral Friday. So we're looking for a new director. He was also teaching one class. We're looking for a man. We'd like to have a man in with the fifth and sixth grade boys to teach. So if you're interested in that or know somebody that might be, let me know, and I'll try to get you in touch with the right folks. Continue to pray for that. I'm just amazed. We started off back in September with right around 70, and we're up to 177. We have still not had any students come and attend the program that have withdrawn, other than we had one student who left the school and went to another school, so he couldn't continue. But every student that has started the program has continued in it, so I'm excited about that. I'm really optimistic about what that program is gonna do and the fruit that that's gonna bring. So.
With the Lima Ladies of Fellowship Conference that will be at our church on April 5th, I need all of you women that are coming to RSVP. So all the other churches are doing that, and they're texting me their name and what church they're coming from. So there's a list back on the little podium thingajig where you can sign. Please, ladies, print your name so I can read it. When you come in, you'll see me and a whole group of other ladies. We will greet you, welcome you in. You'll have a name tag and a place to go. So if you are coming, even if you let me know the day before, preferably not, but even if you let me know the day before, you are more than welcome to come. We would love to fellowship with you and talk about the Lord with you. So there's a sign-up sheet in the back. Please print your name with that. Thanks. Oh, yes. We are also selling t-shirts to go with that. They are $15. They're $15. Please let me or Angie know that you would like one of these t-shirts. It's a fundraiser with it. Even if you're a boy and you're not coming, you can still wear pink and wear it. It'll be great. So yeah, these are $15 each. Let me or Angie know.
Appreciate those announcements. I want to take just a minute. I've got a text that I want to share with you from Josh Callahan. Bryson's dad, and you know, he was here, and we got acquainted with him, and the church took up almost $16,000 and sent down there to help the flood victims. He sent me a number of texts this week, but I want to just kind of give you one that sums it up at the end. It won't take long. He said, yesterday we were finally able to take the family who had lost everything in the flood to buy furniture. God had laid this family on my heart and to save the remaining funds to help restore the family. After the initial love offering came from Lima Missionary Baptist Church, and like I said, that's almost $16,000, we spent funds for immediate needs of heaters, propane, chainsaws, and tons of other equipment that was needed up front. Then others moved by the Lord and continued to replenish those funds. Another text he told me, he said, when we would spend money down, said then another church would send money and it would bring it almost back up to the same spot it was. And he kept on. He said it's almost like the barrel of oil that the widow had, said just wouldn't run out. Said God just bless us. Okay. He said all things started leveling out, and insurance and FEMA money allowed folks to start cleaning out, repairing and remodeling. God put this one family on my heart. I had walked into their home. It was over 100 yards off of its foundation after the flood. It was total loss. Yesterday, as they close in on moving in on the move-in day in a remodeled home, we went and were able to buy 3 complete bedroom sets, 2 recliners, a sofa, rugs, tables, kitchen supplies, a TV, and some sentimental Christmas ornaments that replaced the loved one, the loved, replaced the ones that were lost that they loved. Thank you all, Lima Missionary Baptist Church, so much, and God bless you. And so I want to share that. Okay. Anything else before we come to close? All right. If not, we'll ask everybody to seated to stand. As we bow our heads in reverence to pray, we ask Brother Mike Kessinger to pray dismissal.
Thank you for all you do. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.